Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm obviously in bed so often, turning away from my partner, that I've crushed all the nerves in that arm. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you've ever not counted calories because no one saw you eat them, this is the podcast you need. I am Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
You did not take your eyes off me when you read that out just then.
Yeah, because I know you. Because you're new to check, you're putting it in, didn't see. Oh, no one saw me have that donut.
It's so easily done, though. Hi.
Hello. Hello, producer Paul.
Hi.
You made it for 2 weeks on the trot. Well
Woo!
Done, you.
Thought I might.
Exciting. Let's get our first update of the day.
Last week was birthday week, which started on Tuesday evening when we had a Greek takeaway. Birthday was Wednesday, so obviously that was off and that's fine. Those are the rules. And then Thursday, my boys very kindly booked me a trip to Eden Hall, which was lovely, but that includes a 3-course lunch. I then obviously wasn't going to cook when I got in. And there was no way that my boyfriend, after looking after Ethan, would have prepared something for dinner because men can't multitask. So we had chippy dinner on Thursday, which was lovely. I think Friday was okay. But then Saturday, boyfriend won on the horses, so then we ended up getting Domino's pizza, and they accidentally sent us cookies as well. And then I have also been making my way through Easter chocolate, the extra bits that I bought, because that just needs to get out of the house now. But I have started calorie counting it, which is quite a big thing for me because I don't. So I said that today I was going to start, I was going to get back on track, I was going to do the 75 soft. Yeah. Now that hasn't happened, but I have planned for my week. I have put everything into NutriCheck for the week. I'm just trying to take one day at a time now. It's still target year. I can still get to where I want to be at the end of this year. But I need to stop messing about and actually do something about it.
I'm fed up now.
Oh,
I am. I've drawn that line.
Have you drawn a line?
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm absolutely done with
You're
it.
You're on
now.
It.
I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
let's
on it.
Rewind to the days when you weren't on it.
Every day last week.
Lovely birthday.
Yes, it was lovely. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, that cake was eaten every single day for pretty much a week, which was lovely. Yeah, we had lots of takeaways. 3 takeaways as well, which was lovely. But yeah, very kindly gifted a spa day. Which was
I didn't realise they automatically came with a 3-course meal.
Yeah, the one at Eden Hall does. 3-course lunch. Yeah, it's lovely. Producer Paul will agree, it's lovely.
Very nice. And I enjoyed it.
Is it healthy though? Because I feel like it's got to be healthy if it's a spa.
You can pick healthier options. Obviously, I didn't. because that's the whole point of being there. But it was just lovely. I had a really, really nice day. And I thought maybe, because I look after Ethan all day, every day, and I still manage to get dinner in, do all of that, I thought, oh, lovely, wonder what he's cooked.
No.
The house had literally looked like a tornado had gone through
it. Yes.
I mean, it doesn't when I look after him all day, which is funny.
So interesting.
And obviously no dinner to be seen. So
because men can't
multitask.
The times, before you speak, Paul, and shut your mouth, the times I have had this conversation, we don't have a child, but for example, let me give you a little example.
Sure, please.
About men and multitasking.
Do. Oh my God.
Matt will, for example, be chopping up some wood for the fire. Very caveman-like.
Manly.
Very
it.
Manly. And he'll chop up the wood. I will pick it off the floor and go and put it in the wood burners. At the same time, who knew, I will be making him a tea whilst he's doing that,
lovely.
Then doing my bit. And then I will cook dinner and once also did the ironing.
Wow.
Whilst all this was going on. And do you know what I got from him? Well, I've chopped the wood today.
Joe, he had chopped
the wood, and I'd done five fucking things whilst I was helping him with the wood.
Do you know what?
Never appreciated.
And this is why we are so much more superior than men.
Thank you.
What
Thank
are you,
you.
Talking
Thank
about?
You. Thank you.
I'm able to listen to you whilst also rolling my eyes. That's multitasking.
Happens
oh
often.
Oh, my God.
So we had to have a chippy day. Had to.
Yeah,
there
to.
Was no other option. Mm-hmm. It was the quickest thing. Round the corner. Bish, bash, bosh. Good. And then, yeah, one on the horses on Saturday. So Domino's. And they accidentally sent us bookies.
Yeah, it's like the universe was telling you.
Nice.
But we were supposed to have the garlic bread. So it wasn't. As well as it was
oh,
instead of.
Oh, okay.
But,
oh,
but
sorry.
It's fine. But it's
still fine.
It's still good. Yeah, and then we've all had a bit of a cold all weekend, so feeling a bit. But
feed a cold, starve a fever. You know the rules.
Yeah, I've not had a fever, unfortunately.
You start. Yeah, so you've been feeding the cold.
Obviously, it's me.
And so you got on the scales.
Got on the scales this morning after birthday week with three takeaways, and again, this just really confirms that I'm drawing a line. Put on 2 pounds.
Okay. Ooh.
Which I think means okay. I've only lost 2 pounds this year now.
Yes, it does.
Oh, that's crazy. I can't do it anymore. I can't.
Fucking
I cannot.
Hell.
I even measured my Easter chocolate into NutriCheck.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
good.
How desperate I am now.
Good, good.
Planned
well,
for
what
the
it's
week.
There for.
I know. I've mm-hmm. got to do something.
Well, I don't know why you're telling me. I've been telling you all year.
This is the worst I've done in a very long time.
Mm.
Okay, Joe, it's not a competition, right? But you've also lost 2 pounds this year.
God, we are smashing.
Oh. So if you've lost weight this week, then you are in pole position to be Slimmer of the Year 2024.
That's crazy.
The Ooh. Secret World of Slimming Clubs, Miss Slinky.
Yes!
No, I can't have it.
Oh my God, get me a bloody sash.
I can't have it because there was one year where you didn't lose a single pound.
Yes, there was. There's been many years like that, let me tell you.
So yeah, I'm not doing the 75 soft. I will do it at some point.
But I saw you on somebody's post looking interested the other day.
I know, because so many people are actually doing it.
Because
we
You said
well.
You were starting it, and so on Monday this week,
well,
all of our lovely listeners messaged Victoria saying, "How are you doing?"
I know,
day
I did,
one,
I did feel a bit guilty. Actually.
Yeah, and you were like, "Oh, I didn't realise there was an app," and then you went bloody silent.
Well,
on them.
I didn't know there was an app. I think it was a different app. I don't think it's an official one. But yeah, somebody had ticked it off like for 7 days.
Looked
and
great.
Lost 2 pounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so how can you be like, right? I need to get myself into gear now.
Baby steps.
But I'm not doing that thing that looks like it'd be really helpful.
It's too hard, that
because
one,
my biggest thing is the 45 minutes exercise.
Yep.
I don't know how
yeah.
I can squeeze that in.
You haven't got time.
Because Ethan, at the moment, God love him, does not want to hold my hand, mm-hmm. wants to walk everywhere by himself, and that does involve going very close to main roads.
Right.
So the thought of walking for 45 minutes
yes.
fills me with dread. And then when he's gone to bed, that's when I sit down and eat.
Mm.
And I'm not giving up that.
No. But also, I've got to say this, NutriCheck worked for you before.
It did.
So let it work again.
But so does Slimming World.
Do Slimming World.
Nah, I can't do it. Although my friend's gone back this week and she said, oh, do you want to come with me?
Oh!
And I was really tempted.
Oh, wow.
Really tempted.
Because it's fun. It's sociable. It's fun.
Yeah, but it's also money.
Yeah. True.
Producer Paul, if you want to pay for me to go, I'll go.
What? I'm not that invested in you losing weight.
Okay.
There we go, then.
Okay. Well, listen, draw a line. It's drawn.
I'm good.
You're done.
I'm feeling good.
Well done. You've had a good week.
I've had a brilliant week. Yeah, you've and had that's a nice worth week. It.
Let's give you an excuse of the week, because you will need it, of course. And this one comes from Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah says, the best excuse I've heard at the scales is from someone who worked at the meat counter in a supermarket and said that the meat fat and juices had absorbed through her skin via her hands.
Fucking hell. I mean, maybe
through her gob it's been absorbed.
I've got to say, if I was a Slimming World consultant or Weight Watchers, whatever it is, I don't know how they don't roll their eyes at these things. I don't know how they don't. I'd be so sarky
about it. I would make a book.
100%.
I would definitely make a book out of 100%. All the excuses I've heard.
So that would be like if you work at Cadbury's on the line, you're like, oh, that whisper is absorbing into me.
Also, you are sniffing up chocolate particles, surely.
Oh, my God. Oh,
lovely.
Yeah. That must be upwards of 6,000 calories a day.
Oh, lovely.
Keep your excuses coming in. They could be in a future episode. Don't forget, we've got bonus episodes as well if you sign up to our Patreon page. Remember, if you join any time in April, the free new sticker is the Future Skinny Bitch starting Monday as part of your membership. You can buy them on Etsy as well if you want to see them. They're on there. We've seen many pictures this week of these stickers going on Slimming Club books, on notebooks, water bottles.
But people are running out of space now.
Yeah, I know they are.
That's worrying,
I know,
isn't
they
it?
Really are. So maybe Paul should slow down on the stickers. Absolutely not. We've seen them on fridges as well, guys. If you've run out of space on your notebook, whack it on your fridge.
We love to see them.
Weight loss certificates as well. They go to which Patreon members?
Yeah, Kate Johnson has 1.5 stone award.
Wow.
Lizzie has lost 1 stone.
Yes.
Rachel Hamilton and Emma Kay have lost 0.5 stone.
When will we get to 0.5 stone?
I mean, I did have one last year, probably over a year ago.
I don't think I ever got one from Paul.
No.
Okay.
We'll try.
Patreon member Ellie-Anne as well. She was washing up and talking about getting a takeaway when she won 100 quid.
Meant to be.
In our monthly draw last week. So well done to Ellie-Anne. If you want to join this month and immediately get your Future Skinny Bitch sticker, £4 a month is what it costs. Search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Right, so let's do some messages from @secretslimpod on socials.
Penny Walker says, this week I've pulled a Victoria.
Woo!
After a week off work with carbs, fish and chips, pizza, chocolate and more chocolate, I've lost 0.5 pound. Okay, I was walking and cleaning, etc., but it was great not to have a gain.
Brilliant.
It's fine.
Yeah, this is
however
you,
it comes
this is
off.
What you do all the time, and every now and again it bites you on the arse, and you do put on, as we've heard. Paula Hitching says, I've not been to Weight Watchers class for 4 weeks due to the mother-in-law visiting, meals out, my birthday, husband's birthday, dad's 90th birthday, Easter weekend. Then I was away with the girls. I just popped on the scales and I've only bloody stayed the same.
Brilliant.
Who am I? Ill? I think that sometimes.
Why?
I actually think sometimes if I lose weight or maintain when I've had a really bad week, I start to wonder if I've got some sort of disease. I haven't, by the way, although...
Ever dramatic.
Absolutely, yeah. Get on Google.
Paula, that reads to me as though she's not gone because she's got too many things and they block Slimming World. She's just decided, I've put on weight this week, so I'm just not going.
I think so.
Is that okay?
Are you questioning Paula?
Yeah, well, that seems like... Surely you go either way.
I do because I'm a great Slimming World girl.
I think she's just been that busy. She's had her mother-in-law visiting.
Yeah, she's a busy girl.
Meals
very
out.
Busy.
3 birthdays. You only get weighed once a week.
Yeah,
Easter, that fell
busy.
On the bank holiday.
Busy.
Yeah, so you're not and going to Slimming World on Easter weekend, so you can go on Tuesday.
Not necessarily. What happens if you work shifts?
Yeah.
We don't know what Paula does
for
a living.
Don't. Why are you criticising Paula?
Yeah,
what have you got against her?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hubby's birthday, that's one day. Birthday, one day.
Her birthday.
Yeah.
90th
Dad's
birthday.
90th birthday, that's
I mean,
one
yeah,
day.
But if I'm honest, I'm on Paul's side a little bit here because you can nip, pop in and out.
Yeah.
Paula, I'm on your side.
Okay. I'm in between. I'm on a fence.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Paula. There's a little rant.
I'd like a little bit more explanation, please, Paula.
God, blimey. Shall I continue?
Yes.
Samantha Aug, I'm a bit worried to say anymore.
I know. We're sorry to name people.
Samantha Auger says, I joined Slimming World last week for the third time and had a really good week. I declined cake on Monday and a takeaway last night. I'm so determined to get back on track after gaining 2 stone since the last time I was on Slimming World.
Oh, no.
I weighed in this morning. I had a 1 pound loss. Usually 4 to 7 loss in the first week. So I'm feeling really disheartened. I should have had the cake.
Don't think like that. You'll get a whoosh.
Yeah, and look at it.
It's not a thing.
It is a thing. Look and brace it. Yourself because we've got a message about a whoosh.
Look at it over a month, I say.
Yes, or a year.
Or a year, yeah.
As we tend to do. Anonymous has messaged us saying, I vowed I'd never go back to Slimming World again. I know, though, deep down, I need to be in a calorie deficit and moving more, but I just can't seem to stick to the whole process of logging the calories, hitting fibre and protein, etc. 10 years ago, I went to Slimming World for the first time and within 8 months had lost 3 stone
wow.
to hit target. And I was the fittest I'd ever been. I'm now 2 stone heavier than I was when I first went to Slimming World. Do I bite the bullet and go back to Yacht Club? I need to do something because I'm back to hiding in baggy clothes and I'm totally embarrassed to get naked in front of my other half. I know no one can do it for me, but I just don't know what to do.
Oh,
how many times have we been there?
We've been there.
You just get so disheartened with everything. And you know what? The thing about this man or woman, it's anonymous. The thing about this man or woman is you have done it before.
Yeah.
That's the thing that keeps me... in my head, I'm going, if I just do what I did before, you know, the do what I did before diet,
mm-hmm.
I can do it.
Well, I did it. I lost 3 stone doing Slimming World and I got very close to my target years ago.
You know you can do it.
It's another good argument for going back to Slimming World then, Victoria.
Really, I know. It depends. I think if this person needs the support, then group is definitely for you.
Yeah.
If you are confident that you can do it by yourself, then NutriCheck and just count your calories.
But this podcast is a similar thing. It's hearing to people in the same situation as you, and that is also what you get from group.
Well, yeah, that's also
you
true.
You really do. And it's fun when other people put weight on and you...
Joe!
Oh, I'm joking. I joke, of course. Good luck. Keep in touch.
Jenny Westbrook says, I finally caught up to the present day on the podcast. So sad that I no longer have your lovely voices and hilarious inspiration to listen to as often. Like you both, in January, I was convinced that this year had to be my year. I've even bought the sticker on your Etsy store. I still need to lose my baby weight and my youngest is almost 5.
Oh, love.
I've always been a devout Slimming World fan and have got to target with them after baby 1 and 2. But I need to mix it up and I'm going to try NutriCheck.
Try it and see how you go. Because sometimes you just need that, I'm just going to try something new but to give me a kick up the arse.
I think as well, actually logging everything, and I know that I'm a fine one to talk, but you know when you see it and you see how many calories are actually in something?
Yeah,
I think if you log it in first or you search for it first, that is enough to make you not want to have it.
Right, as you bite. Yeah. Scribble when you nibble.
I don't all
know
what
more you want from me. Julie Bridges says, the whoosh effect is real.
Woo!
So exciting for us because producer Paul says it's made up.
It's not a thing.
Now, Jules has said, I've just signed up to the Munro Method, which is an online nutrition and diet group. Today, we were going through weight fluctuations and what happens to the body.
Hmm.
Guess what he mentioned? The whoosh effect.
Interesting.
This is when your fat cells release all the water they've been holding on to after they've been drained of fat.
Mm.
And we rest our case.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is it seems to me like this is a proper official scientist and nutritionist.
Sure. I mean, I'm not familiar with them, so I'm not doubting them in any way other than the whoosh effect is not a thing.
God!
It's been proven.
It's been proven.
I don't know what more you
need. We've just given you the proof and it is actual science. It's science.
No, just because Julie's written that in a message doesn't mean it's science.
She is a scientist.
I don't think Julie's a scientist.
So can we say...
Send me a selfie in your lab coat, please, Julie, otherwise I will not accept it. Okay.
We've got the evidence, and can we say together, please,
in your face, producer Paul.
In your face. And that has come from Julie, in your face. Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will get a No Shaming Again sticker. If you're a Patreon member, remember you get to choose your sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, it's time for our next update.
I have done 2 new recipes from the Slimming World mag. Both of them, because I made so much, have lasted me all week. The tuna pasta that I did was nice. Not bothered about doing it again. The lamb coconut curry.
Ooh.
Reckon hell. Mm. Amazing. We'll do it forever. I also bought a new notebook this week, which I have not written in. Because it wasn't a Monday. I don't think I bought it on a Monday. Bad things that I did this week. My body has been shit. I've been in pain. Went to the doctors. What have I got? Tennis elbow, carpal tunnel in both wrists, ulnar tunnel in one.
That's
which
made up.
Means sometimes I just can't use that hand and lower arm at all. But, you know, what did I do after the doctor's appointment? Went and bought flapjacks. Because how else do you get over all that? This week, I'm just going to focus on every day being an on-plan day. So my aim is that tomorrow is on plan. And then tomorrow's aim is that tomorrow I'm on plan. One step at a bloody time.
We can do it. I can do this one step at a time.
It's fine.
Power of
good.
One. The power of one.
How are you doing so far?
Yeah, I did not start the... Well, what happened is I went to Slimming World yesterday. It was a different group I went to.
Okay.
And it was in the morning, which normally I don't eat until I weigh in the evening. So what it did was it gave me opportunity to eat more. So I thought my normal weigh-in is an evening, so I will start on the Tuesday. So I've started today.
Well done.
Thank you.
Have you written in your new notebook?
No, it's at home, but I will do when I get home. I will do when I get home.
Okay.
I will do.
Well, we do need evidence of that.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm happy, obviously, to send a picture to you daily, darling, of everything I do until you tell me not to.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so it's been... a heck of a week.
Yeah.
I've been in a lot of pain and flapjacks have been the only thing. Because you know when you buy flapjacks, do you ever go, well, it's just porridge, isn't it?
No.
I do.
Really?
I always say that to myself. It's simply porridge bound together.
Held together with syrup. Cement.
Yeah. Mm, lovely.
I mean, they are. They're delicious. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you get the box of them? So it was like the mini flapjacks? It was the mini ones,
but okay. It was a little pack from Co-op.
Okay, yeah. I think you still get about like
the doctors.
8 or 10 of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't worry.
Did you eat the whole thing?
Yeah, on the way home whilst
They're
driving.
They're very colourific, though.
Mm, lovely, yeah. It was nice.
Okay.
Yeah, they were very nice.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But you've got to. When you've been in a lot of pain,
yeah,
you've got to eat.
I mean, once I'd had a baby, I ate 8 slices of toast. So yeah, I can relate to the pain.
And I know you've had a baby. But tennis elbow and double carpal tunnel.
No,
even
I am
worse.
No, sorry, you are not getting sympathy for carpal tunnel this week because you've been claiming it for years.
Yeah, but that was only once.
I've not heard Joe mention it.
What do you mean you've not heard her mention it?
I don't think I've heard Joe mention
it. Darling, because I like to keep my ailments to myself.
As if,
Paul, I have had it in one wrist. Well, guess what? I've now got it in double wrist, both wrists, and I've got tennis elbow.
Joe,
surely that makes you more symmetrical, though. Yeah, no,
it's double the fucking pain.
You are moving them all right, though.
Thank you.
So
I work through the athlete's train through the pain,
darling.
Do you
not need to have, like, wrist braces or anything?
On a night, I do, yeah. When I'm in bed, I'm so sexy.
Oh, that's sexy, yeah.
So sexy. And also, let me talk about being sexy. I've got two wrist braces on. I've got something bound around the fucking elbow. And I've still not got over my ankle injury from when I fell over before Christmas. So I was yesterday looking at ankle supports too. I thought, well, if you go, you might,
might as well
go heavy on this.
Should we throw the hot sweats into it as well? Really go for the whole sex appeal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hot sweats come and go, not daily. Okay. And also I get hot flushes, but I'm not at the sweating
stage.
Oh, you're just glowing like a lady.
I'm very much glowing. Thank you, Paul. Glowing like a lady. Some women I've heard wake up and need a shower like they're soaking.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just so you know, everyone wakes up and needs a shower.
No, not like that.
They're laying in a pool of their own sweat.
Yeah, that's... Okay. Anyway, you know when you've been ill and you've had, like...
Yeah.
You'd be blasé about it. Your wife will go through it and then you'll come back for a little bit of support, Paul. That's absolutely fine. It is going to happen. So... Anyway, I'm not at that stage yet. Imagine if I was going through the double carpal tunnel, tennis elbow, bad ankle, and I was sweating like a pig.
Producer Paul, I'd be off that week.
How are you getting
tennis elbow? Because tennis elbow comes from athletes, get that, from playing tennis.
Well,
I know I had a friend who did it because he did a lot of javelin.
Yeah,
I'm
throwing the javelin. And it's in the arm I don't use. Do you know how they think I've got it?
How?
Because I lay on that side when I sleep.
Okay.
And they think the pressure, and I'm obviously in bed so often, turning away from my partner, that I've crushed all the nerves in that arm. This is not even a fucking joke.
So you're turning in bed like an athlete.
Yes. Yeah.
Like Serena Williams, you roll over in bed.
I've literally heard it all. There is nothing you can say now.
People are laughing at my pain right now. Let me tell you, this is not comfortable for anyone. Anyway, I've been to be weighed.
Great.
I've been to be weighed. And you'll be pleased to know that I've maintained.
Great.
Fucking hell, what a waste. I'm sick of it.
So despite everything, Joe, you are joint lead for Slimmer of the Year.
Well, until we hear from you, Paul.
Yeah, that's true.
Until we hear from you.
Well, I've put on 3 pounds this year
so far.
So I'd need to lose
six pounds
this week to be in the lead.
Yeah, it's not looking that...
Spoiler alert, I've not lost 6 pounds.
Well, listen, we'll get to Paul in a bit, but I've maintained.
Do you think, Joe, and I don't, this is going to sound awful.
Well, don't fucking say it then.
And I don't think that you need to, because I think you look great anyway. But do you think if you lost weight, you wouldn't have so much, like, pressure on your arm?
Oh, in bed.
She's not walking her hands.
I don't mean it like that.
But well, it sounds to me like you do.
It's like that French person a few weeks ago went skiing. Mm. So, well, if you lost weight, you would find it a lot easier.
Yeah. Mm. And I do obviously.
And I don't mean that rude.
No, I'm just joking. I know you don't. But, you know, think of this. When I'm rolling over onto the affected arm, which I'm not allowed to do, I've had to buy one of those pillows that stops me rolling.
Okay.
Jesus, it's fun in my bedroom. When you think about me rolling over, not only is there the body that's crushing this arm, there's the breasts. Now, I've weighed those before and that's a stone. Just on this arm. Because if you look where... Don't look, Paul, you. But Victoria, if you look where they are now in relation to the elbow...
As you get older...
That's what I mean.
A bit of extra droopage, your wrists are in danger then as well.
Well, they're already fucked. This is not fun. This podcast is not fun.
Jesus.
So, anyway, the answer to your question, Victoria, is you might be right. should we move on?
I think we should.
From my ailments. And if anybody's got actual sympathy, really do hit us up on socials.
Sure.
This year, we are trying to celebrate your non-scale victories. And should I ever have one, my God, you'll hear about it. However, you seem to be having loads. So well done, Amy Perkins, for today.
Yeah, Amy says, for anyone like me whose scales don't seem to move, take measurements. I bought a skirt in the Christmas sale and it was a good 3 inches or so from the buttons even meeting. Mm-hmm. Today, I was able to do it up. We have a fat roll and it's bloody uncomfortable, but it's done up.
It's still an NSV.
This year, I've lost 7 pounds and I'm stuck there, but I've lost 16 inches over my body, of which are off my waist. I'm a Yacht Club member and restarted my Body Magic Awards at the beginning of the year. I'm halfway through getting my gold back. It's given me a little oomph today.
It's a good oomph.
Love that.
Clothes are the best thing. I was tempted to buy a smaller, something that doesn't fit me purpose.
We've learned that, though.
That's why I didn't.
Did we, do you remember when we did Target waist in lockdown? Mm, mm. Did we ever get into those?
No.
No, I don't think I did.
No. So let's not bring that up again. Okay. Another failure. Talking of failures.
What?
Producer Paul, tell us about your week.
Not too bad, I would say. So still in the new house, still doing a lot of...
You've been in it 2 weeks, so it's good to know you're not had to move yet.
Doing a lot of cleaning and moving things around and stuff. So I have been quite active and I've been knackered as a result of it. And so my weekend, I've gone to bed quite early. Mm. And so that's when I'm snacking the most. Mm. Although one have found a local chippy that does gluten-free fish and chips. Beautiful. On a Friday.
Oh my God.
Had that for the first time.
How is this the first time we're hearing about this?
Oh, I was so excited.
Was it good?
Well, I'll just take it, whatever. Although it was good.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy with that. That was great. My wife has bought a chest freezer, which is like her great ambition for life to have in the garage, because she grew up on a farm. So her mum and dad live on a farm and she got cousins who are farmers. So we can get like a whole cow in there.
Great.
From direct from the farm. Cow and sheep. There's like the secret farmer funnel.
Yeah, yeah.
That they'll be like, yeah, I'll sort you out. Don't worry.
Wow.
I'll get you half a cow. Mm. No bother. Ask no questions.
One thing you did share, though, is a little trip to Costco.
Was that for the freezer?
That was for the freezer. That was to fill the chest freezer. Yeah,
but
yeah.
You also bought, was it croissants? Or?
My son came back with 36 pan au chocolats.
Pan au chocolats.
Yeah. The greatest.
How many are left?
Not that many. I mean, any time I turn around, he's got one in his hand.
Great.
Or gob.
Good lad.
Wow.
So as a result of this week, this is my most normal week for a few, I've lost 3 pounds.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I'm fuming.
Yeah.
3 pounds.
You're not even trying.
I don't know. I've tried a bit. I've been sensible. I've not been snacking.
You've been
I've had
sleeping.
Zero mini eggs. Yeah, that's good. Rather than eating.
Yep. My sister messaged me today. She's lost 2 pounds this week and she's tried.
Good.
Her husband has lost 4 and he hasn't tried. So there's a lot of fucking tension.
Just men.
What are you talking about? Yeah. I've been very active. I've relaxed, slept, not snacked as much. Mm. No mini eggs. No booze, I might add.
Oh, that's boring.
Okay.
But he's lost 3.
£3. Yeah, That's worth it. But you got to think, though, this is like I'm still very high. That's down to 15 stone 6 when my average for like 2 years has been 14 stone 9.
Yeah, we'll take
so
that.
So I've got excess to lose.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, we'll take that's fine. We'll take that.
And
oh,
I'm
God.
The only one who's
give it a rest.
I'm the only one who's lost weight on this podcast, so I'm saving
done.
The podcast. Otherwise, we'd have gone back to back weeks with no losses.
Well, me and Joe have had a lot on recently.
Yeah. Do you want me to go through my body again?
Oh my God!
Happy to.
Yeah.
Oh well, well done, love.
Thanks. Jesus.
That's so not sincere.
If he starts to overtake me, then there's going to be issues.
I'm back to maintaining for 2024. Oh, so that's hell. It. I've got you guys in my sights.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be Miss Slinky 2024, I'm telling you on this podcast.
This could be the motivation I need.
Awesome, it's got us.
We can't let him beat us.
Yeah, I know.
Like, we just can't. It's so simple. I can't live with myself with that. Yeah. So this is good motivation. Thank you, Paul. last messages. Here we go.
Rabia says, I spoke to someone today who told me how they lost 3 stone by just cutting out milk and sugar in their tea. Needless to say, the person was a man.
Hashtag
life is not fair.
Oh my God.
But there is something in the milk thing. There's definitely something
I'm not having a lovely brew.
Last year when I didn't have dairy, I lost all of that weight. So there's definitely something in the milk.
I don't
in
want
the butter,
to hear
in the cheese.
I'm not giving it up again.
Don't worry.
No.
But there is something in that.
No. I can't talk to you again.
And the fact it's a man.
It was a man, and that's all I can think of. It wouldn't work for me. Okay. Maria says, in response to my message about doing the 42 soft. Now, just remind us about the 75 soft. It's 75 days of
doing specific things, but you can do the softer version, which isn't quite as extreme. But yeah, for 75.
But it's looking after yourself. It's exercising for a certain amount of times, eating a certain amount of food, etc.
Yeah, just looking after yourself. But Maria sent a message in a couple of weeks ago, and she was doing a 42 soft, which wasn't the plan.
No.
So we were just a little bit confused with that one.
Well, she's explained it. The reason I'm going to do this is because on day 43, I will be in Portugal, and there's no way in hell I'll be dieting.
Fair enough.
I started on Monday. I wrote myself a morning and evening routine, thinking it'll be a breeze, especially as I do normally eat quite healthy. However, so far, I've managed to do a daily 22 minutes of an old Rosemary Connolly video. That's for exercise.
A video, actual video.
An actual VHS it will be for Rosemary Connolly. Had fewer G&Ts and cut down on chocolate biscuits. I'm not measuring water because it's crazy to think that you have to drink so much. As far as I'm concerned, if your wee is clear, you're good to go.
Which is fair.
It's 3 litres, is that right? I'm sure.
There's two gallons on the hard one.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, but that's only a bit more than 3 litres, isn't it?
I've no idea.
3 litres still is a lot.
It's too much.
I think two.
That's my water bottle there, which is like a regular size water.
How many litres is that?
That's a litre.
So you need three of them.
That's not that much over
a day. Do you do three of those a day?
Easy. I'd do way more than that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. No wonder you've had a wash this week.
It's not a wash.
In my morning, I've added a cold shower, says Maria. I've discovered I love cold showers.
Oh.
The evening routines, though, have not been very successful.
Well, it's small changes.
Yes, it is.
One thing at a time, guys.
Absolutely. One thing at a time.
And Meg Simpson says, I know I've put some weight on in the last month, but there's no need for Facebook to start making comments. An ad for a gastric sleeve just showed up in my targeted ads.
Oh.
That might be the wake-up call that I need, though.
Oh, God. And now it's going to show up in all of ours.
Yeah, sorry.
As a 45-year-old man, I'm getting a lot of erectile dysfunction ads in my Instagram feed.
It's a safe space if there's anything.
I've never
you
Googled
share.
It or anything, but I get a lot of them.
Maybe it's picking up what your wife's saying about it.
All those voice notes that she's sending to her mate.
The slimmer of the week is unfortunately producer Paul.
Yeah.
So we congratulate him through gritted teeth.
Thank you.
We will be back on Monday for Patreon members. And then we're back here with our episodes on Tuesday and Thursday. And whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.